Welcome to Ever Beyond on Free Thinking Radio. Be prepared to leave your belief systems behind as we go beyond teachers, beyond gurus, beyond duality, ever beyond. And good evening. Welcome once again to Ever Beyond. Tonight, I have a very special friend with me. Her name is, well, she's known as Cosmic Mind. Because, well, she makes Orgonite. She knows about how it works and how to make it and what it does and lots of things. Now, a lot of the time she's very coy in explaining things, but I just dragged her out, put her on the spot, so she hasn't got time to get nervous. And we're going to talk Orgonite with Cosmic Mind. Good evening.
Hello, everyone.
Right, so tonight we're on a very special mission, and your mobile phone seems to interact with Skype in a very bizarre way, because you are somewhere in America at this time, and there's often a bit of weird distortion, so you have to bear with us, audience, this evening. Actually, I will just go and open up have a look in the chat room. If you're in the Wolf Spirit Radio, if you're hearing this on Wolf Spirit Radio or any other network, please come to everbeyond.info for the live chat room here, and you'll find a group of interesting people, I hope. Obviously this will be in an archive that'll be available on Wolf Spirit Radio and everbeyond.info. So, first of all, Donna, how are you doing?
Yes, I'm doing marvelous. It's a very fall day here in China, and the leaves are in wolf. It's beautiful. It's been a very nice, beautiful day.
Right, so now with that signal, with what you said there, and do you know of a place where the telephone reception is really kind of crisp?
Nice. Time to get some Oregon.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll see if we can make a good connection with this. So how do I know, Cosmic Mind? I haven't told anybody your real name yet, but not lots of people do anyway, so how would you like to be addressed tonight?
You can call me by my name or the handle I use. It doesn't matter to me. I mean, you know, people so, and
right. Okay, that was incredibly distorted as well. But so I got from that I can call you Donna tonight. We are speaking with Donna, also known as Cosmic Mind. Now, what I'm going to try and do here is to connect with the Wolf Stream Radio, Wolf Spirit Radio, and Wolf Stream. while we're doing that, I'm going to play you a tune, so that I can see if I can call you back and get a better line. So I'm just going to put. Yeah. Yes, I shouldn't be dead air. I'm going to put Amy Steinberg on. You like that one as well, don't you? Exactly.
Okay, Alf.
Exactly where we need to be. Thank you, Amy. So, Donna, how's our connection now?
Okay, so what happened up to this moment is that there was
a vast amount of interference on our call. So what I've decided to do is just cut that whole thing out. And then suddenly she started speaking. It's just as soon as I said, oh, let's try another day then. Everything started working fine. So you'll hear me say that, and then everything starts working fine. So the power of giving up, eh? Letting things go. Donna, I don't think this is going to work tonight.
Okay, well, we can do it another day.
That clearly. Bloody hell.
Maybe, you know, if more people would use their Orgon devices when they're solar flares. we wouldn't have a problem.
Yeah, it's funny that, you know, you speak like that and it's working perfectly.
Yes.
Maybe it's part of your intent. Maybe you need to have that level of passion when you're speaking, and it comes through really
well. I'm just thinking about all of the Orgon devices that I've made and sent to people and going, hello. Hi, brothers and sisters.
Yeah. There's a couple that I met on my journey down into Somerset that bought some a crystal device from a woman that we were hanging out with there. And so hello to Somerset from Northern Scotland. It's great. And maybe even we have a Fife listener as well. Yeah, it is very difficult to, it's very difficult to carry on a conversation when it's all been chopped up. But, so, let's, Donna, talk about your Orgonite and how you make it, because everybody has their own recipe, as it were. It's like food. It's got its basic, makeup in that you've got an Orgon collector, and then you've got a crystal, what I call a crystal pump. What's your intent when you're doing this stuff?
When I make Orgon is to create something that will be beneficial, the highest and best good of the person that's going to take ownership of it, and for the earth. There's so much ELF, all of this energy surrounding us now with our technology, and so in cleaning that up. You know, if I had to call it, call you a blue energy. So that's basically my intent, just to put into the world that would be beneficial for everyone and everything.
So that's the idea, and you're surrounding your field, and it takes on the characteristics of your field, because crystals are like that. They're people too, and they take on their our energies and have this amazing ability to focus them and crystallize them, really. Sometimes if you're having thoughts and you're not particularly sort of focused about them, grabbing a piece of quartz crystal in any form often helps. I mean, sometimes I just like to sit with a cigarette lighter in my hand because I know there's a piece of crystal in there.
Absolutely. I love that about crystals, and you know, in every little crystal, if it's about an inch long, will handle up to 45 different tasks. You can tell the crystals in the device what to do, and they will carry out the mission.
And the
just like you can with any crystal.
And with an organite crystal, I mean, when you're saying that a crystal of an inch long takes 45, does that mean that a larger crystal can take more programs?
I think so. You know, I have read, I can't remember exactly the statistic, but I've read it in more than one place on some of the metaphysics. And the bigger they are, I would imagine that they can handle more tasks. The big, huge crystal cave inside the Earth. So, wow, they must have big jobs.
That's right. And, you know, why we may have an influence that extends way beyond our galaxy, even, through the use of these little devices, or big devices.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I have found that when I make my devices, because of the energy signature of Orgon, it doesn't seem to attract UFO activity. They're like, what's going on down there? And I was making some devices out one day, a couple of years ago. And this UFO came right over the mountain and just beamed the devices, and my friend and I were just, we were just like giddy for days, because right before that happened, it seems all single time I make my devices, UFO appear.
Right.
Like, you know, like, well, hello there, you're here now.
So that's obviously theirs rather than ours, as in UFOs.
Yeah, I mean, they recognize that type of energy, the Earth, I guess. You know, they can see it from wherever they are, and they're like, what's going on? So they come to check it out.
Excellent. That's excellent. So, things seem to be improving on this line a bit. So we'll see how we're doing.
Good.
We have spoken before about the different forms of organite that, you know, you have different pyramids and different shapes and stuff like that. Now I was wanting to talk to Greg about is using. Each of the different forms will have a different pattern. Are you able to talk about that?
Well, you know, when we're creating Orgon, you know, I just had this wonderful experience at a ceremony, and some of my friends wanted me to make some Orgon pyramids before the ceremony. And once those were introduced to that energy, you know, the Orgon factories all over the place. But the form that we are drawn to, you know, we tap the energy field of information about this type of energy. It seems like all of the Orgon makers that are putting this get the same kinds of ideas. We all want to make pyramids. We all want to make sucker punches. We all want to make wands, cloud busters. And we begin to realize that every, you know, when we pick up a smoky quartz, we understand the frequency of smoky quartz, and that is the frequency that it's going to operate on. It has jobs. It has things it does on that frequency, and so we put it inside the matrix of resin or whatever organic material that we use to, catalyze it. And, some people use, they use Flower of Life symbols, put it in there. Anything that you want to accentuate, anything that you want to emanate from that device into that positive orgone field, you just are in there. you've got a mismatch, just a whole lot of stuff in there. Lapis loves the end pyramids. And you start playing around with the energy, and pretty much you find individual orgon maker probably finds, a certain mixture of crystals and minerals and metals that they have learned how to harmonize together, and certain minerals will increase the function of others. So, like selenite, you could put that in there, and it increases the vibrancy of all of the other minerals, or kyanite, any of those that sit, all of those things kind of like blend together and make the device even more powerful. And, with the piezoelectric effect, they just are continuously cleaning. Also, I didn't say this earlier when you asked me, but it's always good to ask if a crystal wants to be put in this kind of thing.
Yes.
You want to honor its role, and if it does not want to go in there, do not put it in there. But you need to be sensitive enough to those kinds of things too. Just don't grab something and throw it in there without first checking in.
Well, the way I do it is I'll grab the crystal one hand on each end, so it's I'm holding one end each hand, and I ask it to express yes and no. And what I normally get is I get a faint tingling in one hand or the other, and it'll swap when it says when it's the other one. When I say yes, it'll be one end, and when I say no, it's the other. I have this particular this particular crystal. Where is he? It got buried. There's quite a few crystals there. But there was one crystal that I asked if it wanted to go in a particular project, which is not quite an organite, but it's not along the same principles. It's called a Big Secret. It was almost hysterical with laughter, saying, yes, he really wants to join in with this one. I get these. They do have a lovely little personality. I shouldn't say little either, even though they're tiny to us. They're big on the inside, like the TARDIS.
Yes, I love them. I I don't know if you have found this to be, but been making the devices and working with the crystals and the other minerals, it just seems like the relationship between the elements is stronger than it was before. It's like there's this, yes from the universe, like...
The universal yes response, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, we're going to clean it up. We can clean up the energy on the planet.
So, yeah, there is a sense that it's like they've been waiting for us. How long's it been since can we actually get this that we can actually communicate? I've just you have to learn how to listen in a special way, but and now we can cooperate.
Well, you know, one of the things, because we were talking about the solar, the cosmic weather, the solar flares, the magnetic fluxes that are going on around the Earth, and it's certainly affecting us and every living thing on this planet, I would like to share with your listeners an experiment that I have been doing for probably 3 years now. And it is right on the money every single time. I have put an Orgon device on top of the refrigerator, and I have filled up ice cube trays, and I have, with water, and I've put them in the freezer. And whenever there is cosmic weather going on that creates some kind of electromagnetic shift in, for the Earth, the water, because it is magnetic, is automatically drawn to the expanded Orgon field of that device. And, you know, it's always a very nice feeling when you're walking around and you're like, gosh, what is going on today? Why do I feel like a truck just ran over me? And you open up the freezer to get some ice, and you're like, oh, well, it's just the geomagnetics of the planet. There's some kind of cosmic weather going on. And then you can go on the Internet and look it up, and sure enough, there's been some kind of CME happen. And strangely enough, the stalagmites that form in the water happen instantaneously. It does not wait until that wave of energy hits the Earth.
That's a very interesting thing, Donna, and again, that came across perfectly. Now, that would be a very interesting weather service. Is there a project that's going on? Is there an ongoing project that displays a real-time chart of people's orgonite stalagmites? And does it matter about their distribution over the planet? Do we have any of that sort of data?
I do not know of any projects, but I have literally asked everyone who I know that makes Orgon, who has an Orgon device, just to do experiments of all kinds with plants, with animals, with people, with water, you know. But this one seems pretty powerful, because when you think about the times that we are living in right now, and with the Earth moving through, you know, this new area in space and all that entails, and the magnetic changes that are going on with the sun and the Earth, and if you could put a huge piece of Orgon, whatever, I mean, people are making obelisks now. That's what I've been working on. And, you know, and you could go and set those up on, let's say, 300 acres in geometric formation. And all of a sudden, you know, there's this big, huge energy wave that hits the Earth, and that excites those that Orgon, and it creates this huge dome of positive energy. You know, the rest of the world may be all cranky, but, you know, if you're in that field of energy, you are going to be feeling love and bliss and connection and healing.
An oasis.
So I'm a big proponent of, you know, sharing experiments with one another, and, you know, all of the Orgon stuff is totally open source. I mean, we all get together and, you know, we're mad scientists when we get in there. You know, we're like, what can we do today? What can we create? And you know, I really believe that more of us, the whole world needs to have some Orgon.
Everybody needs an Orgon. So
that's right.
So I've got a question from the chat room. I have two, actually. I'll put that after eight down. So, one question from Hussein, who's in Forest here, is is there ever such a thing? Are there any negative effects of organite?
Well, there has been in Reich's information, he speaks of DOR. And basically this was occurring when there was not a crystal in the matrix, when there wasn't, I mean, you could certainly put something, I don't know what, you know, you could probably create some kind of, put something in the matrix that would create a dead organ.
A rat skull.
I have not had that experience with anything that I have created. But there are certainly some instances that, you know, people have said, okay, well, don't use aluminum. Well, why not? You know, Wilhelm Reich was not very keen on aluminum. It doesn't have very much, it doesn't have energy, you know. But many, many organ makers use aluminum in their designs, you know. So, you know, people, if they're drawn to a piece, you know, that should be the cue, you know. You know, if you're drawn to something with aluminum in it, by all means, pick it up. I don't know, have you ever picked up a piece of organ and had a bad experience? I mean, I haven't, so you know, I can't confirm those reports. The only reports I can confirm are the experiments that I've performed, and most of them were done, like, when I first started making, you know, everybody had this huge long list of things, like, you can put it in your garden and your plants will produce more, grow bigger, and need less water. You can put it by your bedside and you will sleep better. The whole list of things, it's all over the internet. I mean, I tried all those things out and was able to prove them to myself that they were truth, and then I was comfortable with saying it out loud myself. So, you know, to the question, you know, just try it out for yourself. If you ever feel like that there's some dead organ being created, like in a matrix form, you know, destroy it. You know, don't keep it around, you know. We've got enough of that on the planet right now.
Right. So it's like, take a sledgehammer to it and recycle it.
Yeah.
Because it will recycle into organite as well.
That's right.
So perhaps, you know, like, if you've got a non-positive intent, like you were saying, you know, when you create it, you have a positive intent to help the most people in the world and stuff. Perhaps if you have a selfish intent, oh, I'll make loads of money from this and things like that, that may have some kind of negative effect on the organ. Possibly.
I could see how that could happen. But really, that's a teaching in itself, you know. I mean, organ is 0.0 energy. So that is the energy where matter is created. Like, you put your intent and it becomes matter. So, you know, I can see how it could happen, but that would be a teaching all on its own for whoever made it and whoever received it, and free free will rule.
Yeah, free will rules. You're trying to say that quickly. Yeah. So basically, Olga Knight is a non-dualistic function because it takes anything and creates a unity out of it. Whether it's negative energy or positive energy, it'll take it all in and spray it all out nice and clean.
Absolutely. I don't see how it could work any other way. I mean, I've read about the DOR, and I've read people being worried about it, but I've never experienced it. I cannot speak from experience with that, mm-hmm. so I'm pretty useless in regards to that. I'm sorry. I apologize.
I mean, it is a bit of a dramatic name, Deadly Orgone Radiation. You know, it really is like something out of a science fiction film. Oh, yes, there's right. plenty of deadly orgone radiation over there. I wouldn't go there. Sure, I'll just stay here. Fine, no problem.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, if you're cranky, don't make orgone. You know, if you know, just monitor yourself, brother.
Yeah. So make sure that you're in a good positive mood. We're doing so.
That's right.
So here's a next question is from our dear friend Chris in London from Leprechaun, and I know the answer to this question, I'm sure you know the answer to this question, Chris, but anyway, do you have to charge up orgone, or i.e., can it ever lose charge?
Never, ever does it lose its charge. You can charge orgone while it's catalyzing. You can charge the crystals before you put them in there. You can use music. You can use tones, you can use light, different colors of lights, you can use intention. I mean, I've even, when I taught a class one day, you know, I wanted to have all of the things that I use in mine laid out, and I didn't want to tell anybody. I just wanted them to go and pick out their stuff and put it in there. And this one lady went around my yard and picked flowers. She put leaves in there, acorns. Of course, she put crystals and stuff in there, too. But whatever you want, whatever frequency that you're drawn to is being charged into that. And you can really create quite a little portion field, you know, if you find a sequence of frequencies that you really feel that are powerful and you can back it up with some intent. So, yeah.
So you can make it happen.
You can make it happen, however you want to make it happen.
But essentially, it's what we would call in science a passive device in that it uses ambient energy to work or... it's like self-charging out of the ambient energy field around you.
Absolutely.
So, no, it can never lose charge. And no, you don't have to charge it up. It does what it does. It's very interesting because I know that Chris has his computer on his fridge and sometimes he's got an orgonite. So I don't know if you can put in the chat room whether you've ever noticed stalagmites in your ice cubes, if you do have an ice cube maker in your fridge, Chris. Let's see if you have. Because I'm fascinated by that, and I'm sure somebody has got to make a website where people dial in and log in every morning and say and give how high their stalagmites are, and it's average all over the world. And then that's correlated with the strength of CMEs.
Yeah, I mean, I have noticed the correlation. So I know if I have been able to do this for 3 years and it be consistent every single time, I know that other people will be able to find this to be true. And I know it can't just be me. I mean, that would be ridiculous. So some days the stalagmites are really short. Some days they're really tall and skinny. Some day, I mean, it's a beautiful thing to watch. And some days you only get one stalagmite in a tray, and other days you'll have five. Those are the days you should go back to bed. You know, just go back to bed.
Don't bother. Yeah. You'll just get a headache. It'll just, you know, it'll just be a ruin. You'll destroy things like I'm doing. Yeah.
So yeah. It's a beautiful thing, you know, and if you begin to make it, you just become mesmerized by the energy, and it's like, it becomes such a passion, you know, to do, because you're like, wow, this is powerful, I feel great, I want other people to feel great, and maybe this will help.
Well, yeah, it's certainly something that when you hold in your hand, it doesn't feel at all harmful, you know. And actually, you don't get many kind of skull, black skull shaped organite pieces. Although you can get all the molds for those things. So let's have a quick discussion for the listeners here who haven't come across. Making organite, that it was a bit very garbled at the beginning, so we didn't really hear it. But it's quite a simple process of using resin that is used for making fiberglass objects, and you can get it in various grades. And the most industrial grade is a kind of green. It's a tremendously unpleasant color. It's a kind of I don't know. How would you describe the green of regular resin?
A split pea soup that has gone bad kind of green.
Yeah, it is. A quite an unpleasant green. But anyway, you can add pigments, and I suppose you could add a dark blue one to that, and that would disguise that one. But you can get it, it's known as glass clear. And that, once it's hardened, is a beautiful material, because you can have it in any shape according to the mold that you use, and it's completely clear, or you can add pigment to it to cloud it back up again. But generally, what you're creating is like a two-layer pancake, with the first part being as you're working in a mold, you're working upside down. So what comes out at the top is what goes in first. People generally put the crystal layer there. And then the metal layer is usually on the second pouring. So you make up two loads of the mineral. And the first part contains the crystals. And you let that set for a bit. And then create the metal mixture, and then you plop that on top. Is that how you do it, or do you generally mix the metal and the crystals all together?
Yes, I like the whole reverse engineer, whole reverse engineering aspect of the creation, too, if you're using molds. Some of the molds that I will be using shortly are going to be much bigger, and I'm actually going to be building like parts of them to embed into the larger matrix, and I will be able to do that from the side instead of being building it from the top up to the bottom. So yeah, I mean, there's all different kinds of ways. I mean, you get kind of crazy once you get into it after a while.
Mm-hmm.
Everything becomes a mold.
Everything becomes a mold.
A trash can and go, oh my gosh, I could use that for a mold.
Yeah, I'm now a terrible guy, because I go into every bric-a-brac store, every store. I found some lovely ones the other day, I have to tell you. Little kind of cupcake things, but about as big as a personal protector, just a little deeper. And and one that is like a tiny little flower pot, so you can make little, a much even smaller one, and they're all metal, and you just kind of grease them like a baking tin. The best ones are the Teflon ones, which you don't even need to grease. They call it a release agent, but you can use WD-40. I think, do Americans have WD-40? Yes, you do, don't you? Yeah.
Yes, we do.
Yeah. Duct tape and WD-40. I don't know if anyone saw my posting this week.
I really always use a literal release agent. It's green. It's called PV something. I can't remember the name of it right now, but it's really good stuff. And what I found when I was in a pinch, when I was first learning to make it, I used Pam or WD-40 or something else, but it creates more work because the finish on the outer edges gets messed up a little bit, so you have to wet sand it more.
Right.
And I don't know. I also, one other experiment I want to share with your listeners to see if somebody can do this other than just me, is to take, you know how the Egyptians had the rods that they held in both hands?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I made two wands one time, and they were kind of in the shape of the goddess, and I held one in my right hand and one in the left hand, and I can tell you, I've never had such a fast clearing of an energy field in my entire life. Mm. You know, when you hold them both in one in both hands. So, if anybody out there would like to participate in that experiment, you know, get back to me so we can put it in a database somewhere or add it to some kind of Orgon database where people can try it out, you know, and just feel it. I mean, it's an incredible, you start having this really cool feeling all over your body, and you just feel completely clean and free. It's incredible.
Nice. So, I used to be involved with various crystals devices, and one of them was a Vajra. Do you know what a Vajra is? It's a Tibetan sound, or a Sanskrit word.
I've heard of it. I think you've shared a picture of something like that with me before.
Yeah, it's what they call a thunderbolt. And the god Shiva has this thing, and he's got it in his hand, and it's like a rod, and at each end of the rod are two metal loops at right angles to each other, so it forms a sort of like a wireframe of a sphere, and really, you know, if you can make a crystal device with that, and it's like that double-headed lightsaber that Darth Maul uses. it's a two-ended device, like one of those lightsabers, but obviously you can't see the light directly. But it will. You can use it for projection of energies and also drawing in energies at a distance.
Yes, I love it. I love, love, love it. I mean, the ancients told us all sorts of things.
That's right. Left a few clues.
Just enough, mm-hmm. Not to spoil the fun.
So. Now we've got a very good telephone connection, which is wonderful, so we'll probably run out of credit in a second. So where were we? We had... let me just check the answer. There's a question that went in the chat room earlier, which is... I mean, this kind of follows on from what we were talking. Can Donna recommend a website for clear and simple basic instructions on how to make Orgon generators, or is the info on her site?
Well, I do have information on my site with links to many of the Orgon databases. What is that main one called, Jeremy? The... gosh.
What, Bibliotheca Pleiades?
I can't think of the name of it.
Not that one. Not Bibliotheca Pleiades.
No. It is strictly for information.
All right.
Gosh. I apologize for being such a... My one brain cell is tired, Jeremy.
needs recharging.
It's been overworked and underpaid lately, and, you know, I'm having a hard time recalling things these days. But there's plenty of links out there. If you Google Oregon, let me just see what comes up when I do it here.
Yeah.
You know, so, when I...
What's that guy's name? The Dennis Sensei. He's the one to Google, because he's made a few videos. I can't remember what his name is. Dennis, can you remember it? Dennis something. Lives in Hawaii. Hmm.
Totally blank. But basically, when we first started making Oregon a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. you could Google Oregon and all of the information about Oregon would come up on one page. Mm. And you can Google Oregon now, and there are thousands and thousands and thousands of pages on Oregon. And I just love that. It's time, you know. One of my friends from a Facebook group reported that she went to a conference with a bunch of scientists recently, and I apologize in advance for not knowing more detail on this, but I have written her, and hopefully she'll be sending me some more information about this. But these scientists were like throwing out string theory and inserting Oregon into the understanding of this new way of viewing energy. So I think that is very promising. And it's about time, and I think once we get a handle on understanding energy in a different kind of way, things will shift very fast.
Yeah, well, I mean, I really think it's about extending our concepts of energy, because from what I understand, from what I've been learning, you know, about the seven rays and all that stuff, is that this is all about the frequencies and densities, which are essentially the same sort of thing. You know, the lighter something is, the less dense it is, the higher its frequency, etc. And that what Oregon is, which is otherwise known as chi or ki or kai or all these other words, you know, the words like qigong and reiki and all of this stuff, it's talking about ki, which in George Lucas's terms is the force, or what we used to call the ether. And some time ago, I don't know when it was, some arrogant group of scientists said, oh no, the ether doesn't exist. And so they completely rejected the idea of the ether, and now they're all coming back and saying, well, hang on a second. There's this stuff that behaves very much like what we used to call ether, and we don't want to call it ether again because that'll kind of make us look stupid. So.
Oh, I love it. That is true. I mean, you know, one of the biggest things that have slowed us down in our evolution so much, you know, with this whole science and spirit thing is that scientists have been like, well, we know this, and this is fact, and this is how it is, instead of like, well, we know this right now, and we understand that it's going to evolve as we learn more, and don't get attached.
God forbid, you know? God forbid we wouldn't be able to believe that they were gods and that they knew everything.
Right. Well, I just put a link on your Facebook page, and the website was called Educate Yourself.
Ah, yes, that's the one.
It is the one that's got everything you could ever want to dream of knowing about Oregon. And if they go to your Facebook page, that link will just be sitting right there.
And it will also be in the... We now have a useful handy hints section in the Wolf Spirit Radio website I created last night. And so we're going to put all the stuff like, you know, how to cure cancer and... all those lovely bits of information about, you know, the Anunnaki and their elongated skulls and all that stuff. That's all going in that place. So that's going to be another one. Thank you very much for that, Donna. I'll place that after the show. So that's where you're going to be able to find these things is on Wolf Spirit Radio. And then on the right-hand side, you see it says Wisdom Base. So we're going to make that... available it's available right now, and we're just going to keep adding all the stuff that we picked up from amazing guests and listeners that we have on these shows. And I think it's quite an amazing medium that we're working with here. So
yes, stringing things together, you gotta
super
love
strings
that.
Yeah,
I love it.
Can you go back? Right at the beginning, he was talking about super strings, and we didn't get any of it. So do you want to connect Orgon and super strings and or string theory and things like this?
Well, again, I just kind of... My friend did not post very much about this in this group, and I have not been able to talk to her about... what exactly all of these scientists were learning about and why they felt like, you know, the string theory kind of thing kind of was dead in the water and they needed to understand more about Orgon. But, you know, I think we have covered, you know, very well in bits and pieces about the energy, the frequency, and I know on your show you cover, you know, in-depth information about the seven rays and all of the goodness of that. And, you know, we just have to be thinking more multidimensionally and understanding that there are things that are going on around us that we can't see or taste or understand yet because we don't have an awareness of it. And when we seek to understand something that, you know, that is mesmerizing us, like dark energy, for instance, like nobody knew or understood what dark energy was a couple of years ago. And there are those models of it, you know. So you have to understand that everything changes, and eventually what we don't know, we'll know.
Yeah, and we can more or less assume that anything that we got taught in school is a complete lie and is very likely to be the 180 degrees reality of what that is. So, yes, what they call dark energy, we call light, don't we?
That's right.
Oh, yes, it's dark energy. Yeah, right. Okay, thank you. Yeah, but I mean, absolutely. It's I think it's going to have to take a revolution in the scientific method that it is not infallible, that even the method itself has flaws that could, you know, things could slip through, truth could slip through the other side.
Well, I really hope that the new model will be, we will see something and begin to want to understand that thing, whatever it is, and we will write a formula after, you know, that makes sense about what we're seeing instead of making a formula to prove what we think we know. Because if we, that's a reverse engineer tactic right there. You know, we're going to make this formula, and then we're going to fit what's in that, what we're seeing into that box, instead of, you know, engaging in what is going on and then going, wow, I need to be able to explain this to somebody. How can I understand this enough to where I can make a formula to explain it to somebody? Mm. Kind of like what Nassim Harriman has done. So, you know, he's unified pretty much all of the science, you know, because he's removed all of the fillers that they have put in there because they didn't want to deal with it.
What a lovely way of putting it, Donna. Fillers. Fillers like... fillers like...
Like additives.
Yes. Fillers like you'd put in your compost heap. You know, that sort of filler. possibly from the male cattle. Yeah. So everything we were taught is a lie, and everything is light in a different form. Yeah, that's kind of getting more normal. I always thought there was something very wrong with this world, and everything that everybody told me, I didn't quite get. And I always thought that I was stupid. Maybe I'm still stupid, but what's happening now is that I'm seeing things in the news and the papers that actually verify all these things that I always felt. Yes, there is something desperately wrong, and now hundreds of thousands of people are agreeing and walking out into the streets and saying so. There's something very wrong about this. Let's make it better. And these are monumental times.
Absolutely, and if there's a tool that you can use that will assist you in keeping your energy free and clear of the things that are perpetuating, you know, Orgon is definitely one of those tools, and you can use it in any kind of way that you can imagine. You know, do some research on it, read all about it, and then go crazy and make yourself some. And it's a beautiful way to heal all sorts of energies on this planet. And, you know, with your intent, with your love when you're making the device, with your compassion for, you know, our lack of understanding about, you know, just making things that are not good for life.
Mm.
You know, we've got a lot of relearning to do. And in order to walk into that space of freedom, we've got to untangle ourselves from all of this false energy that's around us, the EMF, the stuff that's not supposed to be there.
Mm.
You know, they can create a device that would, like HARP, they could turn that to a different frequency, and this whole planet would just be like glowing a whole different color.
Everybody, you know, would be happy.
That's right. But, you know, they're afraid of that.
Yeah.
I mean, good grief, what would happen if everybody was happy?
You never know. It may happen very soon that, you know, eventually the powers that be are removed from their position, and all these old weapons. I mean, it's the old prophecy when they turn their swords into plowshares.
Uh-huh.
So perhaps HARP will become a way of broadcasting the frequency of life and light throughout the planet. And that will create an exponential rise in consciousness.
Absolutely. And really, we're all Orgon devices. We are all .0 energy. And, you know, it just takes a little while for us to remember and realize it, you know. And if we can put something near us that is resonating and vibrating and expanding into that kind of frequency, it makes our job a little bit easier.
Yes.
You know,
it's like having friends.
Don't you agree?
It's like having friends who have the same mind, or the same mind ideas, that you strengthen it. And, you know, you need two or three, and you can create a whole new belief system now, whether it's a true belief or whether it's just another lie on top of it. That's not the point. It's possible to do so. So if you believe in something that's true, then you're at a great advantage.
Absolutely.
And having orgone devices around you gives you a... it's like having lots of friends. I mean, it really is. It's like I never feel alone, because I know that I've got all these living beings just kind of sitting around on my table, and I know that if they ever want to go anywhere, they'll draw my attention to them, and I'll pick them up and I'll take them wherever I'm going.
Woo-hoo!
They like that sort of thing.
It just gives me chills. I love that. I love that. You know, I just really, when I'm looking at the world these days and just observing all of the changes going on at such a fast pace, I don't have any doubt whatsoever. And what we can accomplish, you know, with a group mind situation, the energy is totally there to support any change that we wish to see. And it can be changed, you know, really, really fast now. You know, things that have been attitudes or whatever that have been plaguing us for years, our lifetime, some of these attitudes of separation can be transmuted so fast now because the energy's like, yeah, you don't want that anymore, me either. Let's go.
Mm.
Let's get rid of it. Let's dump it. Let's transform it.
Exactly. Recycle it. We like recycling, yeah. I like to recycle wood, even, you know, rather than burn it. I like to sort of shave it down, sand it down. It can look marvelous. So, yes, the question of us being organite, and this was a question that Greg and I were talking about last night, and he kind of brushed on it. So, would you like to explore that a little bit more deeply? What do you exactly mean by we are organite?
Well, the physics can prove that, you know, we are all zero-point energy. And it's in every single one of us. And it is probably one of the biggest mirrors for us that we now have something like orgone that can mirror that back to us. Like, look, if you can make this, you most certainly have to be it, or it wouldn't exist. You know, if somebody can measure it, and many, many scientists have, Kozarev, Wilhelm Reich, Tesla was certainly way beyond his time, and he was also working with this in energy, the vacuum. So when I say you are an orgone device, you are crystal. You have crystals all within your body, in your brain. You are compiled of all energies that you can see and sense, and the ones you don't even know about, they're still there. You have the power of intent. You can create whatever you want to see in the world around you, in your reality. And basically, you know, when I first began working with orgone, it was like a doorway for me when I would do little workshops or whatever, because it opens the door to a deeper teaching into all sorts of things, you know. And, you know, being a piece of orgone yourself, you know, being clear and clean and free and pure is really who we are. All of this other stuff is just thought forms that we have formed a belief around. So that's what I mean when I say we're all orgone. We're all 0.0. And orgone is a really awesome teacher. I think that that it opens the doors for a lot of different kinds of discussions that can be had on physics, quantum mechanics, I mean, any of the sciences of spirit and how people are explaining spirit can be taught with Orgone. Because if you want to learn about intent and creation, you can work with crystals, you can use that kind of energy to place your intention, or heal your water, or whatever you desire to do, and just watch the magic unfold before you to prove to yourself that it's really real, it's really there. Don't take my word for it. You gotta experiment like a mad scientist to prove it to yourself over and over and over. I didn't do an experiment for 3 years because, you know, I believed it. I mean, I want to be sure this is really happening. And I just want to continue doing something like until I know it for a fact within myself. There's no doubt about it. And hopefully others can find that it's true for them as well.
Right. So that's a fascinating way of looking at things, that we're all as you know, that we're like leaves in some form of like we're some leaf on a tree, which is in a way it's an organite like process. It's taking sunlight and turning it into sugar, into energy. So. So it's possible that we take ambient energy and turn it into some kind of other light, into life energy, which can be rather than like passively, which is the form of the organite, the shape of it determines which direction the energy comes out in. We can move our bodies and we can form our bodies into different shapes. That's what, you know, there's certain kinds of yoga and mudras which form different shapes and different circuits between our etheric nodes and nadi and chakras. And so we're able to direct the energy, which is something that an Orgone device, a passive Orgone device, cannot do.
That's right. You can tell a crystal what to do. But you are actually giving the instructions. So, you know, if you put an intent into a crystal or a device, you're the one that's making it move. Otherwise, it would just sit there. It would be like, okay, now what?
Yeah, exactly.
So, and it's just like, you know, when we think about think about where the heck thoughts come from. A lot of people believe that thoughts are in our head. You know, that's where thoughts originate from, but that is nowhere near the truth in my experience. I mean, thoughts come from around you, and our body is the receiver and interpreter of the information. And that is kind of what a Orgone pyramid does when you sit it in your house. You know, it's sitting there, it's interpreting energy. It's like, okay, this doesn't feel right, we need to work on this, and it transmutes anything that's dead into positive Orgone and cleans up the space. You know, we can have you know, it does. You know, if you sit there and you're in a mood, you know, the Orgone can bring these things up in you, but it will transmute it. You know, there's nothing to be afraid of with Orgone. You know, you can sit there and scream at it, but eventually you'll be smiling.
Yeah, because it can take anything that you've got.
It can take anything we've got.
You could hate it as much as you can, and all it will do will smile back at you.
Right.
As far as it's seeing energy. And your hatred energy will eventually peter out, and all that's left then will be your love energy.
That's right. That's my philosophy anyway, brother.
So you can love your old gun or you can hate your old gun.
And it will either way, it's going to smile.
That's right. Marvellous. So we've got about 7 minutes to go, and I was thinking about. Do you remember Jane Roberts and Seth?
You just broke up a little bit. Repeat that.
Do you remember Jane Roberts and Seth?
Oh yes.
In the early 1990s, I was in a band, and we did a tune called Seth Speaks. And I was just thinking that it might be really appropriate. I've just got a new copy of it from an old friend who gave me a tape that I gave him 20 years ago, and he had an unusual copy on it. And so I'm going to play that at the end of the show, because it's kind of, you know, it talks about some of the stuff that we've been going on about. We know that it's actually a lesser teaching, and perhaps there's a lot of disinfo involved in it, but it's still quite entertaining and quite enlightening at the same time. Considering we did this 20 years ago, nobody was talking about this sort of stuff then.
That's awesome. I can't wait to hear it.
Yeah, well, actually, one of the things that I wanted to do was live on stage, that she would pick up the book and then read something out. And I was always convinced that this would produce something really kind of avant-garde, and but she never managed to do it. She never picked up the book, and she made up. She took some of the book and summarized it, made it a little more lyrical. But anyway, that was what I was intending to do. Maybe it wouldn't have been right. So we'll have a listen to that in a couple of minutes. So. Donna, Cosmic Mind, we have created a new paradigm here. We've fixed your satellite phone. You've got an absolute 100% signal now.
It's great.
So thank you, everybody in the listenership, for helping this conversation to happen. Donna, we will continue our conversations long into the future. And share our information. If you've got any websites or anything like that, I'll be adding them to a blog after the show to connect people with this on Wolf Spirit Radio. And it will be you'll be able to download the podcast and also follow all the links. So if you've got any information you can give me, that would be great. But so tell the people where your site is and what they can get from you.
Well, my website is needing a massive overhaul, and hopefully by the end of this month I'll have a web connection that will allow me to do that. But the website's name is thesynchronicitygrid.com. I made that website to kind of make a little library of the things that have helped me along and helped me understand what is going on in this world and with myself. And that's what that website is about. If you want to contact me on Facebook, they will not allow me to be Cosmic Mind there any longer. They shut my site down for over a week, and now you can find me at Donna Spratt on Facebook, and there should only be one of me on there, but I have no idea.
So if, that's D-O-N-N-A. That's D-O-N-N-A-S-P-R-A-T-T.
That's right. And if you see this beautiful green mandala with the earth in the center, that would be me.
I also want to leave our audience with a beautiful thing that I saw on your page this evening, and I'd just like to read this. It was from Khalil Gibran, and it's a lovely little piece. So I'm going to leave you with this, and then we'll bring in my band, which was called The Mystery School. Yeah, and it's the track Seth Speaks, and we're going to play out with that. So here's the quote. Yesterday, we obeyed kings and bent our necks before emperors. But today we kneel only to truth, follow only beauty, and obey only love. Donna Spratt, Cosmic Mind, thank you very much for sharing your time with me.
Thank you, Jeremy. It was an honor, and thank you to your guest.
Okay, so where are we? I just need to click this button here, and then this one here.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir.
Simultaneously.